You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Boston, Tufts Freeform Radio, streaming worldwide at WMFO.org, and your favorite streaming service. It is 12 o'clock, high noon, medication time.
Over the past few years, to the traditional sounds of an English summer, the drone of lawnmowers, the smack of leather on willow, has been added a new noise.
What were the skies like when you were young?
They went on forever. We lived in Arizona, and the skies always had little fluffy clouds in them, and they were long and clear, and there were lots of stars at night. And when it would rain, they were beautiful, the most beautiful skies, as a matter of fact. The sunsets were purple and red and yellow and on fire. And the clouds would catch the colors everywhere. That's neat, because I used to look at them all the time when I was little. You don't see that.
Yeah. tired of living in your one-horse town. You'd like to find a little hole in the ground for a while. So you go to the village in your tie-dye jeans, and you stare at the junkies, the closet queens. It's like some pornographic magazine, and you smile. Whoa. 'Cause Captain Jack will get your eye tonight and take you to your special island. You just sit at home and masturbate. Phone is gonna ring soon, but you just can't wait for that call. Whoa. So you stand on the corner in your new English clothes, and you look so polished from your head down to your toes. Ah, oh, Mister, your fingers gonna pick your nose after all. You got your tape deck and your brand new Chevrolet. Ah, but there ain't no place to go anyway. But what for? Oh. And you got everything, ah, but nothing's cool. They just found your father swimming pool, and you guess you won't be going back to school anymore. Your pot, and you meet your girlfriend in the parking lot. Ah, but still you're aching for the things you have not got. What went wrong? Ooh. And if you can't understand why your world is so dead, why you gotta keep in style, feed your head. Well, you're 21, still your mother makes you bed. And that's too long.
And that's the reason they keep going back to Madison Square Garden to see him. Although I don't know, he probably doesn't play that song very often. Billy Joel on 91.5 WMFO. And Captain Jack, originally released on the Piano Man album in 1973, of course, but that was from a show at the Spectrum in Philadelphia, which no longer exists. Well, Philadelphia exists. The Spectrum does not. But that was a 1980 live recording. And yeah, Billy just really does. He really puts on a great show. Always liked Billy Joel. Flamin' Groovies before that was Slow Death from One Night Stand in 1987. The Dandy Warhols from the Dandy Warhols Come Down. And Not If You Were the Last Junkie on Earth. That was from 1997. And The Orb with Little Fluffy Clouds from The Orb's Adventures Beyond the Ultra World. And so that was from 1991, and that did our medication time block of songs. Did I? I don't think I back-sold the Elton John that I did. Mona Lisa's and Mad Hatters from Honky Chateau. That was 1972. I was a sophomore in high school. One of my favorite albums. And brand new song called Novocaine from the Unlikely Candidates. That's just a single at the moment. All right, it's 12:21. I'm Bob Angel, and 40 minutes left in visiting hours. And I have a bunch of requests that I'm trying to get to. And of course, this being Detox Mansion, I got to play some Zevon. And I got a nice request for some Zevon, so I'll be playing that shortly as well. What else we got going on here? Oh, did anyone see Bernie yesterday? Anybody go see Bernie at the Boston Common yesterday? It's unbelievable. They say 10,000 people. It was packed. I did go. I happened to be in the neighborhood. And it looked like more than 10,000 to me. But, you know, of course, in the web interwebs, all the Trumpsters are saying, oh, there's no way there's 10,000 people there. And of course, Trump, you know, always has 60,000 people at venues that only hold 8,000. So, which of course is absurd. But, yeah. So good to see all the Bernie folks down there yesterday. Super Tuesday. I hope you all registered to vote. And there's been early voting going on all week. I don't know how that works. So I'm just going to vote like a normal person on Tuesday. And, I'm not going to tell you who I'm voting for. So there. We got nice sunshine today. High temperature should get up to about 35 or so, but it's struggling mightily. It just bumped it up to 36 again. Very good. Tonight, partly cloudy, low around 25. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds with high around 54. And so for Election Day, Super Tuesday in Boston, it'll be sunny. In the morning, turning cloudy in the afternoon with some light showers possible. High around 64 degrees. Woohoo! Currently on the campus of Tufts University, we do have an even 30 degrees.
Welcome, everybody, and thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. filling in for Smokey on his birthday. Because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Just look at the news. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. And I'm not just talking about obvious things like campfires or letting your totally sweet nephew, Francis, play with matches. I'm talking about dumping your used barbecue coals willy-nilly or parking your car on tall, dry grass. That can lead to... poof! Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. But listen, being a South Carolinian, I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous, deciduous, or new car scented. So if you love the outdoors like me, go to smokeybear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention, because fire safety is always in season. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
And thank God for the Ad Council, too. Isn't it beautiful outside? I'm looking out the studio windows now. Just lots of sunshine. It just looks like it ought to be about 50, 60 degrees. And sure, go out like it's like that. Most college students do anyway. Oh, yeah, a bunch of kids walking down the street in shorts. Brilliant. Mighty brilliant, I tell you. All right, so one of the reasons I brought up Bernie Sanders is because he probably has the coolest... supporters. Bela Fleck actually played at the event yesterday. But of course, Michael Moore is a big supporter, and Yoko Ono, who allows him to use a bunch of John Lennon songs. Neil Young, and also a band that's been performing at many of his rallies is the Strokes. They have a brand new album due out on April 10th, is it? Yeah, April 10th. It's called The New Abnormal, and this song is called Bad Decisions. 91.5 WMFO.
Thank you. there was a
resolution pending on the United Nations floor. Our only methods to the question, what's a peacekeeping force for? Who believed it would be solved in a day? No one who walked out of that building on the 8th of May. And it turned soon in one out way. I got a message from my sister. She just had a kid. I take it to Copenhagen to see how she did. My head could startle a Canadian. He called me a skid. Though with a charge for Roman. International's well hit. Someone is listening on my phone. Will I show up on the grid? Me, I'm just a loner. The world full of kids. Egos and ears. A year before when we were getting it. Bottled and caught. On television, Congress crying. Told a bartender we were all from New York. Sometimes a path of least resistance would gain you the most. More than trying to map the distance up and down the East Coast. When you're in Munich making music, raise a glass and say prost. Make it easy on your host.
Actually rubbed a pot roast all over your chest.
Yes, I did.
It's Detox Mansion with Bob Angel on 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Young man waiting. She's cold.
91.5 WMFO and Pearl Jam, brand new stuff. Come back when the spirit comes. Dance of the Clairvoyants. From their forthcoming album, Gigaton. And I was checking the tour dates. They're not... The tour coming up is kind of sparse so far. I think it's going to be one of those extended, long tours. But closest to Boston is Madison Square Garden in New York on March 30th, and it is sold out. Don't even bother to try. It ain't going to happen unless you got maximum connections. Before Pearl Jam, it was The Cars from their debut album in 78, Bye Bye Love. Bob Marley, no relation to the comedian Bob Marley. Half of you are going, the hell is Bob Marley the comedian? Anyway, Bob Marley and the Wailers did Could You Be Loved from Bob's last album while he was still alive, Uprising in 1980. Tenderness on the Block. Thank you, SBL, for suggesting that one. I absolutely love that song from the Excitable Boy album that came out in 78. And Ted Leo and the Pharmacists did Bottled in Cork. That was from 2010's The Brutalist Bricks. Also a request. And we started with brand new Strokes and Bad Decisions from their forthcoming album called The New Abnormal. That will be out in May, I think it turned out to be. All right, 12:51. Not much time left, and I have to get this new one in because I heard it the other day, and I just absolutely loved it. And Waxahachie has, she went through some detox of her own. She is newly clean and sober, and this is the first song she's put out under those conditions. It's a beautiful one. I love this song. It's called Lilacs at 91.5 WMFO.
I wake up feeling nothing. Camouflage the way from the sky. I sit at my piano. Wander the wild ribeye. And the lilacs drink the water. And the lilacs drank the water, marking the slow, slow, slow.
All right, 91.5 WMFO, Waxahachie. Good stuff. Good, good song. Love it. Lilacs. It's from a forthcoming album called St. Cloud. It'll be out on the 30th of March. All right, 12:55. That's going to do it for Detox Mansion for today. We'll be back in 2 weeks, okay? Hopefully, if the damn MBTA cooperates. It can be so hard to get here on weekends, I'm telling you. I'm telling you, man. All right, let's finish up with Jackson Browne. It's from the I'm Alive album, and it's a good closing song. It's called All Good Things. I'll see you in 2 weeks. 91.5 WMFO. The thrills have to fade. Well, let's try that again, shall we? Here we go with Jackson.
All good things gotta come to an end. The thrills have to fade before they come round again. The bills will be paid and the pleasure will mend. All good things gotta come to an end. God, I wish I was home, laying around with my friends. The call of the wild, caution thrown to the wind. The fall of a child, where the longing begins. All good things gotta come to an end. Gathers into the sky, and legions of mine go thundering by. Regions of light grow dim and then die, and we with our wings wait for morning to fly. Gotta come to an end. The thrills have to fade before they come round again. The bills will be paid and the pleasure will mend. All good things gotta come to an end.